As a blogger, you should have a proper blogging format. Many bloggers have failed for few mistakes. A blogging mistake could down your blogging business. Research shows that 70% of beginner bloggers make common blogging mistakes. We have many questions like how to improve blogging and become a pro by avoiding common blogging mistakes. If you are a beginner at blogging and want to run your blogging journey without common blogging mistakes, this article is suitable for you. Here we will discuss the 10 most common blogging mistakes and how to fix them. Overcome these common blogging mistakes that help to run successful blogging. Number 1. Don't have a proper pre-plan and goal. Before starting a blog, you need to consider a few things. First, visualize your blogging journey where you want to go. If you are an average person like me, treat blogging as a business. What's a need in the middle of blogging? To have to know about the obstacles and struggles. Because the blogging profession is a time-consuming and lengthy money-making process, you also need to have enough knowledge and some money to start. After passing the above stage, you need to know your future goals from now. Making financial profit by blogging is the main fit for all bloggers. Your goal should be helpful for users and profitable for you. Again, if you don't have the proper plan, you easily will do common blogging mistakes. If you are interested in how to make money online by blogging, check out How to Make $10,000 per Month by Blogging. Number 2. Wrong or many blog topics selection together. This is another fatal common blogging mistake. Let me explain. I am not against starting blogging with few topics, but it will be very good if there are related categories and the highest 3 topics. Other hand, the topic categories are not related and you don't have enough content resources for one category, it will go bad. You can't maintain your authority and lose reader trust. Pick wrong blog topic is hilarious for a blogger. Time, money, hard work are all going to water if you choose the wrong one. If you are a newbie, that is alright, you make mistakes very easily. The sooner you understand, the better. This will make your migration much easier. For choosing the right blog topic, you have to need your hobby and interest, profitability, knowledge, demand, and competition. Tips: if you run multi-topics blog, you should cover all topics very soundly. If you don't have enough content or working for content, you just add a coming soon tag. After complete a topic, then go to others. It's good practice, but if you want to run all topics together, follow the rules. The other better option is to start new websites with different topics. But it is difficult to manage and needs more money for hosting and domain. Number 3. A lack of consistency. Consistency is the main fact of any type of works. In blogging, you must have to be regular basis works for content. Irregular content publishing does not make your blog grow sustainably. Many bloggers don't see their impact for lack of frequent content publishing and they are quiet. At the beginning of blogging, publish at least 2 blog content in a week is good. Your website must have 30 blogs so that you can get over 10,000 visitors per month. But some niches don't need so much content, like viral topics or interesting topics. In this case, your website needs a good ranking on search engines. Without consistency, your website can't get expected visitors and make money. At one stage, the content will have to be taken from outside while the website will continue to be much larger. At this stage, you can publish content easily 4 to 6 content a week. Number 4. Target all audiences. Many bloggers write day after day, but they do have not a specific audience target. Not all people on the internet will come to your website and read your articles. Your blog may contain categories for specific category people like teens or young or matured or old. You should use different tones according to user categories in your writing. User focus is very important if you want to build your space. Write like psychologists for topics. And again, not everyone comes to your website and likes your articles. Number 5. Not organizing contents. No one likes chaos. As a website owner and blogger, the website should be presented to the visitor in such a way that everything is easily understood. Such as keeping separate sections for each subject, breadcrumbs for navigation, and share facilities for sharing. This is from the point of view of the viewer. There is a problem with back-end management. When it gets too much, it will take a man to maintain them. It will also need a content manager to keep the website growing. The job of a content manager is to check the quality of outsourced content, publish content planning, and maintain up-to-date content. And the funny and sad thing is that as long as you can manage the content manager, you have to do all the work alone. Number 6. Not personalizing content tone and write pattern. No one liked to read boring content like the academic lesson. Honestly, the academic lesson is too destructive to me. Personally, I don't enjoy reading this type of writing. Fortunately, the vast majority of people don't like to read academic writing like me. You need to write everything in your own way so that the reader enjoys reading. Many bloggers do not use personal tunes, which is why their readership is slowly declining. People like a boring thing when someone presents it in a beautiful and fun way. This is also a kind of art. Another thing you need to keep in mind is that you just don't want to read the text again. It must have pictures, infographics, videos, podcasts, through which the subject matter can be easily highlighted. Another thing to keep in mind is that bullet points, number points, headings, subheadings should be used. After the paragraph, the paras should be arranged in pieces so that the reader does not get bored and lazy. Our minds do not want to read and do things that are hard and take a long time. Number 7, not updating contents. Well, right now you might want to read any article between Common Blogging Wrong Guide 2018 and General Blogging Wrong 2022. Of course, you will read this in 2022. If you do not update the blog over time, readers will move to the updated blog, then your visitors will decrease. Because the new updated blog has a lot of new information that is useful for this time. Can you understand why the blog should be updated? Number 8, not start collecting email lead from the beginning. The current era is the era of data. The more data you have, the more value you have, such as Google, Facebook. Email marketing is a powerful strategy for conversion. In this case, you can increase your website visitors by 15% minus 20% through email marketing. This should be done from the very beginning of the email marketing website. You can't sit still because of the still ranking. Many bloggers make this fatal mistake. There are many marketing tools for email marketing such as ConvertKit, HubSpot, MailChimp, and many more, through which you can easily collect emails and send them to everyone with one click. You can also use various pop-ups to easily collect interesting emails like ConvertFull and many more. Number 9, lacking data analysis and user requirements. How your blog performs, what makes it good, what makes it bad, needs to be properly analyzed. One of the most common blogging mistakes of bloggers is not to do data analysis. Analysis of visitor behavior is very important if you want to expand your blogging business. Visitors are landing more on which page, bounce rate, how much time they are spending on which page, which topic-related blog is reading more, which page is exit gateway. You need to know how long you have been on the overall website. Hotjar tools are used for this and also Google Search Console. Google Analytics gives a good idea. Number 10, no next action. The vast majority of blogger doesn't analyze data, so how they will take action. It seems to hear so funny, but blogger killer. Why my blog does not perform well. How to improve more and more. Every blogger should have these questions. After analyzing data, your next task is to take action for user requirements. Create more user-friendly content and obey standard content writing rules. Must you have knowledge of the basics of SEO, search engine optimization? Conclusion. Every blogger has some mistakes when they are beginners, but they overcome day by day through gathering experience. You are probably a beginner, so don't disappoint with mistakes. Go core of mistakes and find out the best probable solution. I hope you overcome these common blogging mistakes and become a pro.